Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 160 at 23,157. Incredible. It's another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Whenever there's a record high close for the Dow, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex. Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. I can see them gathering there. There's a window between me and them. It's for my safety. Who do we have? James. James is wearing his Dow 23,000 cap. Yeah, very snazzy. It's green with yellow or gold. Oh, I get it. Green Bay Packers colors. Green and yellow. Yeah. Okay. He brought it in yesterday. It was a little bit early yesterday, but today it works. 23,157. Who else do we have? Doreen, good to see you. She's brought the candles. Where's Renee? Not in today. All right. Chris, Marcus joining in. Kevin, good to see you. And Jeffrey taking part. Very good. Where's Crespin? Ubiquitous Crespin. There you are. All right. So today we will have a celebration with milk and cookies. And today we have snickerdoodles and chocolate chip cookies. And the milk is in the fridge down the hallway there. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Everybody, they kind of pulled that on me. Everybody has Dow 23K hats. Dow 23,000 for everybody. That is so cool. Very cool. Do you have one for me? No. Yeah. Okay. The candles are lit. There they go. Down the hallway you go. Down you go. To the Money Radio Bistro, where they celebrate with milk and cookies. Dow Industrials hitting a record high. Up 160 at 23,157. S&P 500 up 1 at 2,561. That's a record. NASDAQ Composite up a fraction of a point. Now look at this. The Dow up 160. NASDAQ barely pulls out a gain, but it's good enough for a record at 6,624. Russell 2000, small and mid-caps, up 7 at 1505. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 4 basis points at 2.34%. Money apparently coming out of bonds and moving over to equities today. Oil up 3 cents at $52.07 per barrel, and gold down $4.30 at $12.81.50. Well, yesterday, of course, the Dow Industrials topped 23,000 for the first time intraday, only to close just below the milestone. Today, the Dow just sprinted right past 23,000, didn't even look back. Yesterday, we told you IBM posted better-than-expected earnings and revenue, even though it was the 22nd consecutive quarter where revenue declined. But they did report growth where it counts, with revenue increasing 11% in cloud computing and software as a service offerings. Well, that was good enough for a 9% pop in shares. Its biggest one-day gain in almost 9 years, which in turn lifted the Dow Industrials. Also records for the S&P and NASDAQ, but for the Dow, we see it logging its fourth straight daily rise, as well as its 13th gain in the past 16 trading days. The S&P 500 gained for a fourth straight day as well, as 14 positive sessions out of the past 17. The Dow has now notched 51 record high closes this year. That's the most all-time high finishes in a single year since 2013. Which was a year when the cookie budget really took a big hit, by the way. Senate Republicans appear to have enough votes to pass a budget measure to use a procedure known as reconciliation to move tax legislation through the Senate with a simple majority rather than the 60 votes normally required. Reconciliation is a parliamentary procedure that allows for the expedited passage of budget-related legislation that alters revenue, spending, and the federal debt limit. It is a vital technicality to moving forward on tax cuts. Senate is expected to vote on a budget bill this week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told Politico the stock market will see a significant drop if tax reform is not passed. Mnuchin said, "There is no question that the rally in the stock market has baked into it reasonably high expectations of us getting tax cuts and tax reform done." So, if I guess the tax cuts don't get done, don't blame Mnuchin, blame Congress. Remember when the Trump administration first proposed its 9-page blueprint for tax reform? They claimed it would not benefit the very wealthy. Well, for almost a year now, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has pledged that wealthy Americans would receive no tax cut whatsoever. It became known as the Mnuchin Rule. No tax cuts for the wealthy. That's the rule. Then he softened the pledge to say that avoiding tax cuts for the rich was a goal, not a commitment. So it should be no surprise that today Mnuchin just gave up on the promise, admitting it's very hard not to give tax cuts to the wealthy with tax cuts to the middle class, which goes down as probably the stupidest thing of the day. And this is a day filled with stupidity. You know, it really is simple. If you promise no tax cuts for the wealthy, you don't cut their taxes. Simple. You just don't lie. Yesterday, Senators Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray announced a bipartisan deal to stabilize Obamacare by restoring subsidies to health insurers. The agreement would shore up Obamacare by reviving billions of dollars of federal subsidies to insurers for 2 years to help lower-income Americans obtain medical coverage. Alexander said that Trump had completely engineered the bipartisan proposal. And yesterday, Trump said the White House was involved in the negotiations and that the agreement was a very good solution for a short-term approach. But today, Trump said he could never support bailing out insurance companies' deal off. Trump's decision to end key Obamacare payments already reverberating through the health insurance market, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina announcing its final Obamacare exchange premium increases for 2018, and it pinned a significant amount of the increase on Trump. Blue Cross Blue Shield said it was forced to increase premiums due to lost funding from the cost-sharing reduction payments, the CSRs. There is a slice of people in the market, roughly 10%, according to Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina, who did not receive the tax credit and will therefore bear the brunt of the increase caused by the lost CSRs. The announcement comes just a few days after a similar announcement from the Department of Insurance in Pennsylvania. According to that department, the average Obamacare returns in the state would increase more than 30% next year, up from 7.6% if the CSRs continued. Earnings reporting season, American Express posted quarterly earnings and revenue that beat analyst expectations, raised its forecast for the year. Company also announced that Stephen Squeri will replace Kenneth Chenault as CEO effective February 1st. Northern Trust also posted quarterly results, beating top and bottom line estimates. Company stock up 3.8%. That was one of the better performers in the S&P 500 today. United Airlines said its third quarter net income fell by a third to $669 million from the year-ago period. It's partly due to a $185 million pre-tax loss caused by canceled flights during the Atlantic hurricane season. eBay forecast current quarter adjusted profit largely below analyst estimates. The company continues to ramp up spending, trying to tweak its e-commerce platforms. One of the world's biggest mining companies and two of its former top executives, CEO and CFO, in trouble for allegedly overstating the value of a mine in Africa by billions of dollars. The Securities and Exchange Commission claims that Rio Tinto realized the mine was worth significantly less within a year of purchasing it, but did not share that information with investors until 2013. In a filing with a district court in New York, the SEC accused the company and two former senior executives of fraud. Ford is recalling 1.3 million F-Series pickup trucks, best-selling vehicle in America. A door latch problem that could allow the door to open while the truck is moving. Affected models include 2015, 2016, 2017 F-150s and some 2017 Super Duty pickups. Also, the door may stay shut when you want to open it. 2 weeks before a Federal Reserve FOMC policy meeting, the Fed publishes the Beige Book. It's a collection of reports and observations from Fed districts around the country. The latest snapshot of the economy shows modest to moderate growth and few signs of inflation. Hurricanes Harvey and Irma hit during the survey period and will have a negative effect on third quarter economic growth, the Fed said, although they expect the impact to be temporary, saying despite widespread labor tightness, the majority of districts reported only moderate to moderate wage pressures. Shortages were particularly acute in construction, transportation, skilled manufacturing, and some healthcare and service positions. These shortages were also restraining business growth, according to the Fed. However, this did not feed into higher wages, and there also was little change overall in selling prices, despite several districts reporting increased manufacturing input cost. Once every 5 years, the Chinese Communist Party gets together. Today was the day. Chinese President Xi Jinping laid out a confident vision for a more prosperous nation and its role in the world. Speech was heavy on aspirations, short on specific plans. But on the economy, Xi said China would relax market access to foreign investment, expand access to its services sector, and deepen market-oriented reform of its exchange rate and financial system. Meanwhile, again, the hurricanes, home building dropped to a one-year low, according to the latest report from the Commerce Department. Dow Jones Industrial Average today up 160 at a record 23,157. S&P up 1 at 2,561, a record. NASDAQ up a fraction at 6,624, also a record. Follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com.